Mrs. Reynolds, reel 3.
Yeah, my brother had to go and guard it when the old farmer came out, see. And of course, my brother said, yeah, but we'll have a drop of petrol, you know, like he's. So, you know, done a bit of squaring with him. And the old farmer invited my brother down to the farmhouse on the, and he fell in love with one of the daughters. And of course, we was all laughing up here because, you know, years ago in the country, I mean, they were very, very simple people. There was no wirelesses or anything. You know, I mean, they was right. Well, even in the Second War, there was only two buses a week where I, so you can tell what kind of place they lived in. And, of course, he fell in love with this daughter, this girl. Of course, we thought, whatever she going to be like, you know, when she comes up. But she was lovely. She was handsome. Yeah. But my brother died when he was about 31. He died with a germ in his blood, which now they can cure, but they couldn't cure him then.
Did he marry her?
Oh, he married her, yes. Brought her to London, you know. I mean, of course, I'd never seen their place, you know. But in the Second War, where I went there, oh, they'd 18-room farmhouse, you know. And when he brought her to London, he took her into one front room because, you know, you couldn't get nowhere no more than what you could. You know, so she was really lovely, wasn't she? I mean, to her. Yes, one little front room he brought her into. But they bought a business and they got on, you know. And then, as I say, he died and her mother died the same year. So her dad asked her to go back. Well, then, when, of course, when the Second War broke out, you know, and of course, I said, I've never seen the place. And she said, why don't you? Because my oldest girl, like, she was married then, but because she married very young. But the two young ones, so she said, well, why don't you come down here? She said, and, you know, and have a rest. And of course, my husband had been in the First War, like, oh, every time the bombs come down, I say to him, oh, don't let my babies die. I could always see them being blown to bits. So I said, well, why don't you go down to Sarah, girl, you know, and have a rest down there? So, of course, I went down there and I went to work on the Cromwell Aerodrome. But when I saw her house, I thought, oh, my God, whatever did she do when she came to London in one front room, you know? Never complained, though. Never complained.
During the First World War, did your mother do any work for munitions?
No. No. Well, she had a baby in 1918. My mother was 47 when she had a baby. So she didn't do anything.
No. What was your name before you were married?
Caroline Webb.
Were you born in London?
Oh, yes, born, yes, in Camberwell.
And were your parents also Londoners?
Yes, yes. Yeah, my mother was in that house for 60 years, so a little cottage before they pulled it down.
Mm. I was reading about Woolwich Arsenal, and I was reading about a building called the Shifting House, where the women workers changed their clothes.
Yes, that would be the danger buildings. We used to call it the danger building. I don't know what the name of them were, but I know after the war, like, before they threw us out, we went further down the line. We went down there because they was breaking the bullets up then, you know, like, breaking, and we had to put the brass in one place and the lead in the other. But that wasn't danger buildings, but I don't know where they were. Well, no, because it was a massive, great place, the Arsenal.
Your job with the bullets was not in...
Oh, no. No, actually, we went there because they told us we'd earn good money, but we wasn't 21, you see. I know about... what we used to say about these fitters, you know, they used to swagger around in their white suits, and I'll tell you, earning decent money. And I used to be so patriotic, you know. And one night they called for volunteers for mercury, which was, you know, nasty stuff to work on. So I don't know where I was. I'd gone somewhere. I don't know if I'd gone to the toilet or where I'd gone. But anyhow, when I come back, two or three of my mates said, come on, girl, we're all going to volunteer for mercury, you know. So, of course, all these fitters saying, oh, here they go, lovely, brave girls, you know. Oh, look at them, you know, they're going to kill themselves and all, you know. Anyhow, I think about 12, because you strip like a soldier, you know, you strip naked like a soldier. And none of us was fit enough to go on mercury. So, of course, when we all came back, you know, they was cheering us, oh, here comes a brave girl. Yeah, funny. Yeah.
Because you were filling bullets instead of toffee apples, your skin would have returned to its...
Oh, yes, yes.
Was there any trouble with lead poisoning, though?
I never had lead poisoning, anyhow, love. I never had it. Because we used to have to wash our hands a lot, you know, couldn't eat anything, because they were all like greasy and like grey, like with the lead and all that. But, oh, no, we had plenty of places to wash ourselves, you know.
Did they have plenty of toilet and washing facilities?
As far as I remember, love. As far as I remember. Because at Slade's Green, because it was all like the old country style, you know, the pails and that. But of course, that was a put up, because the arsenal had been there for donkey's years, you see. But Slade's Green, because it was just a place put up for the war, you see, that was different. I can't remember, but I should imagine they had plenty of places. I know they gave us nice food anyhow in the buffet night. Old Lillian Barker saw that we, you know, had plenty of good food. I'll give her a due there. Mm.
And was the food a reasonable price?
Oh, yes. I tell you, because she told us. She said, you know, any time there's a... Always come to me. But, of course, it was honey, you see, because I thought it was a drop of golden syrup. Yeah.
What did you do with your pay, your weekly or monthly or whatever? Did you give it to your parents? Or did you have your own savings?
Well, now, I don't want you to think I'm bragging, because, you see, I had a lovely dad, and he wouldn't let my mum take much money off me. But, as God's my judge and heaven, and I wouldn't take an oath like that, love, I used to send ever such a lot of parcels out to different boys I knew, you know what I mean? And each parcel more or less used to cost me £1. I tell you what, we used to get a big block of chocolate for 5 shillings, and then there used to be a tin of cigarettes for 5 shillings, and then a big packet of Wrigley spearmints for 5 shillings. That was fit. And then I then used to make up like one or two little... Most of my parcels cost me £1. So I remember my dad saying to me one day, he said, when all those boys come back, he said, they'll cut your throat. I said, look, Dad, I'm not sending them out because, you know, they were all boyfriends of mine. It's just because, you know, I was so patriotic, if you understand my meaning, because they had a terrible time in the First War, much worse than the Second War, you know that, don't you? Terrible time. I always knew when my husband was ill, you know, he'd lay in bed and he'd talk about, you know, he'd say, oh, look at that gun and all that. And he said, he used to wake up sometimes, he'd say, do you know, girl, I've been right through a French village. He said, I couldn't tell you the name of it, he said, but I've walked from one end to the other, you know, like in his dreams. Yeah. Marvellous, isn't it? Mm. Oh, I think that is a shocking time in the First War.
You found out about the war afterwards, but at the time of the war, during the war, did you know what it was like over there?
Well, only what people told us, you know, we never heard a lot, you know. What do you mean, over in France?
Yes.
Oh, no, I heard more after the war, like with my... Although he never... He said, look, girl, he said to me, look, girl, those that was in it, don't talk about it. He said, it's only those that was behind the line that are bragging about they done this and done that. You know what I mean? Because my husband was in a shell hole, and a shell came right in the middle, like the crowd of them in there. Shell came right in the middle and knocked everyone out. And my husband, he was blind for 3 months. He said someone picked him up, of course, put him on a stretcher, on an ambulance. He said, there must have been all shell holes in the road. He said, we was bumped here and bumped there. And he went in hospital. I suppose he was about 19 then, say. And he said that he remembered someone bending over him. He said, you'll wake, son, you know. So he said, yes. So he said... Where's my eyes? He says, oh, you'll see again, he said. He said, we've been trying to wake you up, he said. And my husband said they took his eyes out, scraped them, put them back, but someone said, you can't. But in funny thing, only a little while ago, I said that, quite recently, I read in the paper that it could have been feasible. They said he had enough stuff at the back, like, you know, stuff blown out from this. But, of course, whether that's true or not, I don't know. But, his sight came back to him. Hmm. Yeah. Yes.
During the war, did you hear stories about the Germans, about their behaviour?
Well, yes, we did hear it, yes. I saw that Zeppelin come down in the First War, at Cuffley.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
What was that like?
Well, that was, the heavens opened, girl. The heavens opened, you know. And, because I think they dropped something on it, and of course it burst into flames. And another time, with that, there was a terrible explosion over at Silvertown, you know. And that was that factory, that was a big explosive, that was built right in the middle of Silvertown itself, you know, which was a very populated place. And because when we used to get off the bus, or the tram at the top of Albany Road, like where I used to live, having a war service, we used to wear our... And a lot of women used to say, have you heard any warnings this morning, tonight, girl? You know, any warnings on the... I'd say, no, but we had, you know. And I was walking down Elmley Row one night, and all of a sudden I looked up, and the sky, it just opened. And that's... And it... Blood red. And that's when that silver... God knows how many people got killed that night. I couldn't say. But it absolutely opened. Just the heavens did. Because it was all pitch dark, you see, because there was no lights like... There never had no lights like they did. So, of course, you could see it more. You know what I mean? Yes, the women often used to stand and ask us, you know, any warnings? I say, no, love, you know, I think so. But one night I come home, and there'd been a warning since about 6 o'clock. This was... I didn't get home till about nearly nine, you know. And my dad was terrified of him, terrified. I can see him now, my dad. He said, well, there's nothing doing tonight, girl, he said. Well, my mum had made my dad, because I tell you, he used to suffer with asthma. She made him a long red flannel nightshirt, like to keep him warm. I'll never forget it. So he said, well, I'm going to bed. No one's going to get me out tonight. So I was standing there. It was all dead quiet, you know. I was turning at our street door, and I saw an aerial torpedo. And it just missed our turning. Well, I'm saying missed it. I suppose it was from about here to the Loughborough Junction. Like a ball of fire. And we heard it crash. It crashed on a big doctor's. And my poor dad, oh, he jumped out. And of course, he was trying to put his trousers on with his long night. You know what I mean? Oh, it was, you know, you couldn't help laughing. You know, you had to laugh at some of the things that went on. You know what I mean? Like another time. Oh, no, that was the second war when because we only had old-fashioned houses, like with a lavatory just outside the door. And the air raid was, well, I know, my mate, she was saying, oh, in front of you, I've got the lavatory, you know, because we was in the scullery. So someone said, don't go out there, go in the saucepan. Yeah, and look, the scullery was here, you know what I mean, don't you? And the toilet was there, so that... She said, if a bomb comes, she should get killed. Well, if a bomb had come, darling, how much further would we have been away from the toilet? She said, know what I mean? Go in the soldier to don't go. Oh, it's funny. You know, you could laugh afterwards, but you... Well, of course you didn't laugh at the time, you know. Funny. Now, is there anything else I can tell you?
Were you allowed to sing or talk while you worked?
Oh, yes, but we wasn't supposed to open our mouth at Slade's Green, see, because of the powder, but of course we used to. You know, as I say, being kids, and we didn't realise the danger, you see, girl. That's how the powder used to go down there. And the doctor used to say, clean your teeth well. Well, I was lucky. I've only just lost my teeth, so I was really lucky. See, because the powder used to get into the crevices, you see, and rot them. See? Used to rot your clothes as well. So it must have rotted you.
What did you wear at Slade's Green?
Oh, just all new overalls, I think. Nobody wore trousers there, I know. No, that's right, yes, we had just khaki overalls on there.
So it was only at Woolwich?
Woolwich, yes, see, because the big belts, you used to wear big leather belts. Not where I was, you see. We had all these, like, our benches here, and then all that side was all the, where the, as far as I think they used to, see, I think when we used to do them, as far as I can remember, they used to put them in, like, in this machine, and, like, they used to slide down, like, you know, like, in a row. And I should imagine they put a little cap on, see, to fix the... Otherwise, you see, the lead would have come out, wouldn't it?
Yes.
See, like, see what I mean? I should imagine this. I never... To the truth, I never... Well, I didn't interest myself much in that. But that's what I should imagine would happen. And, of course, they were big belts, big leather belts going round, you see. And so that's what they'd done, like, to protect our skirts. Because a lot of girls had accidents there, you know, like, with, you know, with their skirts and that. And, of course, some of the girls aren't even on these machines. See, they would wear their hair, you know. And, of course, the manager used to say, you know, if you get your hair around that, well, it'll come off. But, of course, you couldn't tell them that. You couldn't. See what I mean? They wouldn't listen to you.
At Woolwich, were you allowed to talk or sing?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Did you put on this outfit at home and go to work in it, or did you change into these clothes?